There's a Memorial Day of sorts coming up in China, but there won't be any official commemorations. That's because June 4th is such a sensitive date in the People's Republic. Even an online search of the number 64 can get you an error message. It's the date of the crackdown at Tiananmen Square in Beijing, and this is the 25th anniversary. The World's Matthew Bell is here in the studio, and Matthew, remind us what was happening in China 25 years ago.
Well, those student-led protests had been going on for weeks, Aaron. They started in mid-April when a liberal reformer named Hu Yaobang died. Student organizers used that as sort of an impetus to get out in the street and show their affection and their support for him and his ideas. And it became a real challenge for the government. And in fact, you talk to people now who were there, and many of them say they saw these protests get so big so fast that they thought China is definitely on the verge of major political change. I talked to one journalist, Jonathan Mirsky. He reported for the Times of London. He was in Tiananmen Square in 1989. He said, "We were all convinced that China was maybe going through a revolution, but at the very least, significant political change was just around the corner." Here's some of what he had to say to me.
When the staff of the party newspapers, notably the People's Daily, walked into Tiananmen Square with an enormous sign, 3 or 4 feet high and 10 feet wide, that said, "We don't want to lie anymore." I mean, that was the party's newspaper. It was amazing.
So Aaron Mirsky told me that, you know, this was just one moment where he just thought, this is such
things
a serious
change.
Things are going to change. This is such a serious challenge to the government that there's no way these students are going to lose.
But we know now, of course, that things did not end well for the student-led demonstrations. They did lose. They paid with their lives. Tell us what happened.
There was a showdown between top party leaders, and the hardliners won. The voices that said, "We need to put a stop to this movement using any means necessary." And in fact, 25 years ago today, by the end of May in 1989, there was a pretty clear sense that the government looked like it was going to be willing to use force to put an end to these demonstrations.
Now, did the demonstrators actually want anything? Were they demanding anything, or were they just kind of venting pent-up frustrations?
Right. They were quite messy, you know, and politically unorganized in some ways, but some of the themes that ran throughout were more freedom of assembly, more freedom of speech, more free press, and just kind of accelerating the reforms that communist leaders were even talking about themselves.
Okay, so ever since that day, June 4th in 1989, Tiananmen Square has been a politically taboo subject. This is the 25th anniversary. How is the Chinese government dealing with that?
They take it very, very seriously. Every year since then, there's been detentions. But this year, being the 25th anniversary, it really seems to have started early and been more aggressive than in previous years. For example, there's an artist. He was a soldier in the People's Liberation Army. He was present in 1989. He's done paintings of the events of the protests there. He recently was detained. There are several writers, academics, human rights people that have all been rounded up and detained. And it really seems to be a clear message that the government's just not going to put up with people bringing up this issue. They want people to forget about it. Here's something else that journalist Jonathan Mirsky told me when I asked him about why the Chinese government was so worried about this issue.
This involved huge demonstrations all over China in all the major cities from north to south, east to west, and it went on for a long time, and it was put down with enormous violence. Enormous. Yeah, it's a very dangerous black mark on the Chinese Communist Party.
Matthew, do we really know how enormous an event Tiananmen Square was?
It just is not known. The government says about 200 people died, including a couple of dozen soldiers. But we just don't know for sure how extensive the killing was. Some say it could have been thousands. But again, there hasn't been sort of an official reexamination of this, which might help eventually answer that question.
The World's Matthew Bell, thanks as always.
Thanks, Aaron.